Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Today's topic is one that is becoming more and more important to more and more people. In fact, what inspired me to do our topic today is over the weekend, I had a chance, an invitation actually, to participate in a board of experts on brain health and on aging and mental decline. And I was proud to be a part of that invitation because I was the only holistic guy up on that panel. We had a nurse practitioner, we had a couple medical doctors, we had a gentleman who was a specialist in physiology for, you know, as far as like a physical therapy and things of that nature. So I was part of this panel and we were discussing mental decline and people aging and the aging brain. And the theme of the entire event, which I was really excited about, was the fact that everybody on that panel, myself of course included, we talked about the dangers of allowing your brain to get to a place where you are now in severe decline, and the theme of the entire event was, how do we prevent that? How do we keep that from happening? So what I can also tell you that I was very proud about for all of us as members of Zuma is that myself and just one other person on that panel really understood the nutritional component and the natural health side of this very challenging topic that seems to plague more and more people in our modern day times. In fact, it was so interesting because after the event was over, the lady who was a nurse practitioner came up to me and she complimented me. She says, you know, I got to tell you, she says, I know you don't have the same kind of training I have. She says, but you seem to be so knowledgeable. She goes, I've actually learned things from you on this panel discussion today that I didn't know. And I'm thinking, how great is that, but how scary is that at the same time, that here's somebody who is a nurse practitioner. She's gone through lots of schooling to get to that place, and I respect and honor that because that takes a lot of commitment. She has probably knowledge in areas that I just don't have, but sadly has very little knowledge in the area of natural health. And the reason I underscore that before I get into a little bit deeper dive here today is to remind you that at the end of the day, your knowledge that you possess through just listening to a call like this today, or your own research and knowledge that you gain over time by studying and learning about the natural health approaches to taking care of yourself, sometimes are far beyond what your health practitioner or your medical doctor may know. It's not because they don't want to know those things. It's not because they don't care about you. It's because they can't give you information that they themselves have never been given or trained on. So I want to use that as a reminder for all of us listening in today that you are always going to be your own best health advocate. But yes, we certainly want to rely on experts around us. We certainly want to inquire with people who have knowledge in areas that we don't have it. But understand that, in my opinion, God created an incredible body that you walk around in each and every day. And the reason it breaks down, the reason it starts to fail us is more of a factor linked to lifestyle habits than it is that the body just gets old and breaks down. Now, granted, we're all going to get old. We're all going to start to see decline in certain parts of our body as we get older, including our brains, but it doesn't have to be dramatic and it doesn't have to be substantial. It can be that slow, gentle, natural aging process because one day, of course, we aren't going to be here, right? We're going to come to the end of our life. But in my opinion, I think all of you would hopefully agree with this. I want to live the best quality of life I can for as long as I can, as long as I'm going to be on this planet. And there's nothing or very few things, in my opinion, that are more important than protecting our brain function. In fact, when you interview people in the elderly population, you ask them, what are some of their biggest fears of getting older? The biggest fear that most people come up with is their fear of losing their mental capacity and ability. And unfortunately, most of us have known people, maybe immediate family members or friends, who have lost that ability and lost their mental capacity. And it's sad to watch that happen. So let's talk about prevention. Well, what's the most important thing we have to do to prevent this brain degradation or mental aging? Well, hydration is a key factor. And you've heard me talk about this before, so I'm going to be brief, but we all know that as we age, our signal, our body's signal for thirst goes down. And when it goes down, we just don't feel thirsty. And therefore, a lot of us, especially as we get into our older years, we don't drink as much water, we don't stay hydrated enough, and that becomes a problem because, again, your brain is 80 to 85% water. If you are not staying properly hydrated, that is absolutely going to affect your brain. I mean, just some of the things that the dehydration alone will affect is attention, focus, it'll impair your memory, you'll have slower reaction times, you'll have an impact literally on how you feel, your mood will actually change, all from slight changes in hydration. So again, brain should be 80 to 85% water. If we're dehydrated, your brain is also dehydrated. So we need to stay hydrated. We also need to make sure that we're providing the brain with minerals and electrolytes. They are critical for cognitive function because there's many things that we can't do without minerals and electrolytes, especially in the brain, because electrolytes like sodium and potassium and calcium, magnesium, they're all essential for that nerve cell communication and maintaining of the electrical activity, if you will, in those neurons that are in the brain. So you've seen people who get really mineral deficient and suddenly they'll maybe even pass out because their brain doesn't have enough electrical firing capabilities to work anymore. And so we never want to get to that place, of course. But again, it underscores how important it is to use X2O in our water every day, not just for the additional hydration benefits, but also for those critical, easy to absorb, easy for the body to use minerals and electrolytes. Because again, without those, we are going to have a reduction in brain performance. What else can we do? Well, our diet plays a role in this as well. And this is one of the topics that we talked about in this health panel that I participated in over the weekend. And that was a lot of people underestimate what they're eating and how it links to their overall brain performance. It's something that we call the gut-brain axis. The gut-brain axis has become more and more studied as the years have gone by. And it's really what it amounts to is it's a communication channel. Think of it like a communication line between your gut and your brain. And it's being recognized in more and more studies as having a potential role in things like Alzheimer's disease. So this gut dysbiosis, this imbalance, if you will, in the gut microbiota is actually going to lead to inflammation in the body, of course. It's also going to lead to progression of potentially brain-related issues. And why is that? Well, inflammation always is one of the things that leads to a lot of problems. As an example, when we have inflammation in the gut, we potentially end up with leaky gut syndrome. That leaky gut syndrome, which means we're releasing toxins back into the body through the bloodstream, and then those toxins can cross what we call the blood-brain barrier, and that contributes to neuroinflammation, and it's one of the key factors in the study of Alzheimer's disease. We can also have other things like metabolites, including short-chain fatty acids, that can influence brain health and potentially affect the development. So we want to you've heard me talk about this before, like when we're talking about the Zion 365, we want to protect that inner lining of the gut because if we don't keep those short-chain fatty acids in the gut strong and solid, we have permeability in the gut. And that's where, we lead to stuff getting into your bloodstream and then eventually into your brain that can lead to various changes both in your communication and between the gut and the brain itself, but also your brain's ability to perform at peak levels. Okay, so what we eat, how it affects our gut, makes a difference. And again, you've heard me talk about, unfortunately, modern day times, some of the foods that are going to contain stuff that we know is not ideal for us. And that's, unless you're eating nothing but pure, wholesome, organically grown, grass-fed meats, again, we should be doing that as much as possible, but in the real world, not everybody's doing that every hour of every day. And so we understand we're going to be consuming stuff that's not good for us, that's either chemicals, pesticides, preservatives. It's sadly just a big part of our modern-day food supply. So if we know that's going to be entering our body, the next best step, if we can't completely avoid it, is to protect our gut. Obviously, the RevitalMind is a great way to do that, as well as, of course, your probiotics. So if you want to look at long-term brain health, we've got to look at the gut, and your gut health is going to play a significant role long-term in your overall brain performance. So what you eat, and more importantly, how you protect your gut is a factor as well. And then there's the third component of this, and that is the nutrition side of this, right? So there are things like water. and minerals and electrolytes that your brain depends on. But there are also plenty of other nutrients that have been studied and shown in clinical science to be able to improve things like memory and focus, concentration, mood, mental energy, right? These are nutrients that we know from scientific data and studies have positive effects on the brain, on brain performance. And as many of you know, in Zuma, that comprises two products, both Focus Up and Revitalmind. So in Focus Up, we've got ingredients like acetyl L-carnitine, huperzine A, rhodiola, we've got DMAE, we've got vitamin B12, mucuniperines, we've got green tea extract. All of these nutrients have been shown in research and clinical science to have positive impacts on the brain, and that's why it's packed into our Focus Up formula. It's one of the reasons why when people use Focus Up, they not only experience that energy boost, that healthy, non-shaky, non-jittery energy boost, but they also feel more focused. And again, we have plenty of testimonies and evidence over the years of people who have been able to identify clear changes in their mental performance after using Focus Up, even for just a short period of time, including right down to the point where we've got moms and dads sending before and after report cards of their high school and college students who are using Focus Up and finding that there's an incredible difference in their performance in their grades there in school. So, I mean, again, that's a great way of analyzing how effective Focus Up can be. But again, for a lot of people, it's just the difference in the way they feel and the sharpness in how they feel. But because this particular panel that I served on this weekend was talking about the aging brain and talking about, you know, avoiding things like dementia and Alzheimer's, obviously we shined a spotlight not just on Focus Up, but we also shined a spotlight on Revitalmind. And why is that? Because Revitalmind is, in Zuma's line, the formula that is targeted for the 40 and over crowd. One of the things that was discussed at this seminar that I participated in was that your brain starts to decline. Natural brain aging and decline starts as early as 35 years old. Now, again, it's slow, it's gradual, and again, to a certain extent, it's somewhat normal. But the problem is as we get into older years and we have more and more health maladies showing up in our body, that's what accelerates the brain degradation path. As an example, if you're somebody that's got high blood sugar, if you've got insulin resistance, if you're somebody that's diagnosed with type 1, type 2 diabetes, you are going to see rapid decreases in brain performance as you age because that excessive amount of sugar and that imbalance in blood sugar levels on a regular basis leads to poor brain performance. In fact, they're now finding some interesting draws between those who have diabetes, whether it's type 1 or type 2, and risks of dementia. They're finding this to be one of the highest risk factors for dementia. So again, getting blood sugar under control is very important. And again, that partially that's diet. Partially that can also be through supplementation, say like Zuma's Berry Balance as an example. But the Revitalmind was the focus and the spotlight for this particular reason. Again, it was a targeted formula for people over the 40-year-old category, and it contains a significant number and significant dosages of clinically proven research. Let me give you just a couple of them. One of them in there is called Quadrifolic. That's a branded trademarked ingredient, provides an active form of what we call folate, which is 5-MTH. It's a methylated form of folate. It can cross the blood-brain barrier, and it's naturally present in the body, but it has amazing bioavailability, very important for brain health. It also has an ingredient there called Sensorol. Sensorol is a very well-researched, documented ashwagandha extract. You probably heard a lot about that recently in social media and on the media in general because there's a lot of positive things about ashwagandha. But a lot of times companies will put very cheap, very low-grade ashwagandha in there just so they can put it on the label. We actually use this Sensorol, which is clinically studied. In fact, 12 research papers on that particular ingredient, and it demonstrates its ability for helping with stress, sleep, energy, and just everyday cognitive health benefits. So that is done not only with a trademarked ingredient, but also in the clinical dosage level. And then finally, Serenade. Serenade is another brand of what we call phosphatidylserine, which is PS for short. But remember, that is the particular nutrient that was one of the very few that the FDA allowed a qualified health claim on that allows us to be able to say that that particular nutrient alone, forget everything else in the formula, but that particular nutrient alone inside the Revitalmind formula has the ability to potentially reduce mental aging by up to 10 years. So Revitalmind was a huge focus of this event, along with, of course, X2O and Focus Up. And then we did touch briefly on the gut health connection as well. And what was interesting, and I want to share this with all of you listening, especially those of you who like to help others using Zuma's products, Our table at the end of this event was mobbed. There was several vendors there, several people with tables. Ours literally had a line 3 and 4 deep most of the time after this event was over, because people were so interested and so curious and so excited about learning about Zuma's products and learning how it could actually help them prevent or at least slow down that aging process within the brain. And so I share that with you because it was exciting, not just for me to be able to see all these people showing such incredible interest, but as you can imagine, a lot of them decided to take advantage of and try Zuma's products as well. So I share that with you so that you can feel that much more confident that when you're out there talking to people about brain health and about the importance of it, you know, our products definitely perform, and they definitely do what we talk about in our literature, in our marketing, and what we talk about on calls, just like you're hearing today. You have some amazing tools in your toolbox as a Zuma member, not only for yourself and your immediate family, but for the people you know and care about to help them with brain health. So again, this message is one that needs to be shared with a lot of people. Remember, we record these. I hope you'll do that. But I also want you to remember that your brain is your responsibility. And if you are experiencing any level of brain decline at this point in your life, don't wait. Take action now. Start making better decisions so that you can stop it in its tracks and not get too far down the path. Because sadly, here's the bad news. Once the brain deteriorates to a certain extent, there is a point of no return. There is a point in which you can't come back from it. So let's prevent that from happening. Let's not get too far down the path. Let's make sure we take care of our brain at all costs, because, again, without that, life is not very fun and not very exciting. I think you'd all agree with that.